春年华，
伴我飞翔。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
大家好，今天我们采访的对象是周之芳，是参加了2018年的冬奥会的花样滑冰运动员，在2022年的冬奥会获得亚军，还曾经两次获得世锦赛的奖牌。我首先介绍一下 Voice of American Youth， 我们是一个湾区高中生领导的非盈利组织，我们的宗旨是鼓励高中生对社会的服务。为了达到这个目标，我们的采访对象大多是对社会有贡献的人和其他领域的杰出人士，目的是激励高中生，给高中生们设立榜样。我们的节目每月在湾区电台的 FM96.1 频道播出，同时也会经常举办社区活动。
Hi everyone. So we can get started by introducing Voice of American Youth. We are a high school student-led nonprofit organization, and we aim to inspire youth to get more involved in their community by hosting interviews with a variety of community members who have made an impact or have something to share. So we can encourage teenagers to learn more about how they can also make an impact. And we host a monthly radio show on FM 96.1 to broadcast these interviews.And we also host community events. And today we are honored to be interviewing Vincent Zhou. So thank you so much for giving us your time to interview you. I think a lot of us, especially in the Bay Area, know who you are, but could you give a quick introduction of yourself?
今天我们采访的对象是周之芳，他在湾区已经有了很高的知名度。咱们的记者还是首先请他做一下自我介绍。
I'm Vincent Zhou, 2018 Olympian, 2022 Olympic silver medalist.Two-time world medalist, and of course I should mention my sport. I'm a Team USA figure skater. I'm also going to Brown University.
周先生感谢了四位记者的邀请，然后他介绍自己是参加了2018年的冬奥会的花样滑冰运动员，在2022年的冬奥会获得亚军，还曾经两次获得世锦赛的奖牌。他现在就读于布朗大学。
So just an easier question to maybe get started with. We know you just got back to the Bay Area after traveling a lot, and which is where you grew up. So is there any particular food you've really missed when you were gone?
Yeah, I really missed dumplings, 煮饺子。
你经过很多的旅途，回到了自己的家乡旧金山湾区。在这里，最让你怀念的食物是什么？周之芳说，他最想吃的是水饺。
Congratulations on your medal at World Championship and before that, the silver medal at the Olympics. You once said that the road to success is just like climbing a mountain. So would you be able to share your journey of how you overcame all the setbacks?
记者齐道之芳曾经把生活比喻为登山，想了解一下他是怎么样克服各种坎坷困难的。
In general, overcoming setbacks throughout a long and successful career involves keepingthe dream in mind, letting that fire burn your belly day and night.
周之芳略作总结，说想要让一件事情成功，就必须时刻记着最初的愿望，让胸中澎湃的热血日夜奔涌。
It takes sacrifice, willingness to persevere through uncomfortable circumstances.
也可能得做出必要的牺牲，同时需要在不适应的情况下不懈坚持。也需要冒险，最重要的还是对这件事情的热情。
So you've skated at the exhibition gala, and now it stars on ice around the country, and previously also competitions around the world. How do you prioritize your time and energy between schooling, competitions, performances, practice?
记者又问他怎样为学习、比赛、表演和业余时间安排优先级。周之芳说，他在刚上高中的时候在线上课，所以可以每天按时训练，不练习的时候会在家听讲。在高中三年级的时候，他搬家到了科罗拉多州，开始了实体上课。这段时间对他来讲是比较艰苦的。
Because I had to miss my first week due to an international competition. That was my first week of regular school in 6 years. I had no idea how a period schedule worked. I had no idea where anything was.Also, I missed the introduction to all my peers. It was a very difficult year for me.
由于一场国际比赛，他失去了六年来第一次去学校的机会。因此，当他开学一周以后走进学校时，满头雾水。 他看不懂课程安排，不知道各个教室在哪里，也不认识任何一个同学。有次期末考试之前，他去匈牙利比赛，数学考试那天的凌晨6点才回到家。所以高中毕业后，他选择休学一年，在那期间集中精力参加高级的国际比赛。他觉得想要在任何领域脱颖而出，都需要十分的投入，包括身心和精力两方面。
Skating, doing any sport, doing any activity at an extremely elite level takes a full day's worth of commitment, both mentally and physically, well, depending on the activity, of course, but also succeeding in a difficult educational environment also takes a full day's commitment. So it's very hard to balance, and I'm lucky enough that I was able to gap.
他也说在艰难的学习条件下获得好成绩需要十分努力。他觉得安排文化学习和体育训练的时间很难平衡，因此庆幸自己曾经暂停学业，可以全神贯注地训练比赛。
In the past, I would try and work ahead a couple of weeks. I would kind of know generally in skating seasons there are certain times for important competitions, and I set aside.
他在正常上课时，每逢有比赛就会提前做几周的功课，因为每一场比赛都需要大约一周的时间。
I would know like, okay, by say by October, I have to be X number of weeks ahead. By December, I have to be X number of weeks ahead. So that involved a lot of working with my teachers, asking for assignments ahead of time.
每逢比赛季，他都会请老师提前给他布置作业。他说这样的生活需要很强的自制力，睡觉的时间也会减少，是一种比较辛苦的生活方式。
Do you compete with yourself to push yourself to the next level every time you're skating?
Absolutely. I think it's very easy to be externally motivated, and that means motivated by outside influences such as competitors, parents, coaches, your federation, even your friends.
记者又问他，每次比赛的时候，会不会想着和自己一较高下，努力提高自己的成绩？志芳说，他每次比赛都属于自己内心的比赛，但同时也感觉到来自外力的推动。他说外力就是对手、家长、教练、运动机构甚至朋友带来的压力。
I think intrinsic motivation is equally important, and that's where the desire, the inner drive comes from. I think I'm lucky to have a good balance of both, but my intrinsic motivation is more overpowering because that allows me to keep pushing on.
不过他觉得内推动力也一样重要，支持他的意志就是从内推力演变而来的。他觉得内外推动力同时在推动他，但是内推力作用更大。他认为这是一个优势，可以让他在没有竞争压力的环境下依然努力练习。内推力可以让人有志者事竟成。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
大家好，我们采访的对象是周之芳，是参加了2018年的冬奥会的花样滑冰运动员，在2022年的冬奥会获得亚军。
Are there any short-term goals you'd like to accomplish in the next few months? And what about any long-term goals?
接下来记者问他近期和远期的目标。
Short-term goals, I'd like to start learning more about business and investing and consulting. I'd like to start reading more books. I'd also like to stay in shape since the season's over and I'm getting ready to go to school. I'm not putting as much emphasis on skating. I want to get a business degree.
志芳说他想在大学里更深入地学习商业、投资和经济咨询方面的知识。他也想读更多的书并保持身体状态。因为结束了比赛季，他打算专心学习，但是依然想保持锻炼。
I want to stay involved with skating. I want to give back to the community that helped me grow so much and gave me so much. I'd like to stay involved with Asian American community.
至于长期计划，他想获得一个商业学位，想继续参与滑冰，想回到帮助他成长的社区里，也想继续参与美国亚裔社团活动。
Another long-term goal is I'd like to climb all 58 14,000-plus-foot mountains in Colorado.
在更久的实践以后， 他有计划要攀登科罗拉多境内58座14000英尺以上的高山。
So, you talked about like when you were younger playing like little league and a lot of different sports. So, if you could have one piece of advice to any high school athletes, what would it be?
记者提出他在滑冰以外也尝试了许多运动，问他有没有给高中运动员的建议。
The one piece of advice I would have for high school athletes would be, compartmentalization is a very important skill. When you go into practice, you can't carry the baggage of school with you, and vice versa. When you step into the classroom, you can't carry any, emotional or mental baggage from training the previous day with you.
芝芳说，他觉得合理划分学习生活和体育训练是一个很有效的方法。练习时不应该让与学习有关的思绪影响练习的状态，上课时也不应该因为思考前一天的训练而干扰学习。如果仅仅是身体疲倦，影响不大，但如果是这两方面的思绪互相影响，就会产生很负面的结果。
Made you decide to go into business? Like, why are you interested in that field specifically?
记者又问他为什么对主修商业感兴趣。
I think extremely deeply about everything. I overthink everything. And so at first I kind of wanted to take some classes on like philosophy and sociology. But then I realized like, look, someone has to pay the bills.
芝芳说他想什么问题都会思考得很彻底，所以最初想学哲学或是社会学。后来他意识到不管学什么总得有人付费，而且学费生活费越来越贵。他觉得自己应该做一些更有经济价值的事情。
I can study business, it'll be extremely flexible. I can combine it with many different things, including my experience in sports.
他觉得如果学商业，以后就业就可以更灵活，而且可以把商业思维与很多经历结合，尤其是他在体育方面的经历。可以让自己未来的选择更多一些。
That makes sense. Are there any like sectors in the business industry that you're particularly interested in?
记者问他，有没有对商业的某个领域有特别的兴趣？芝芳回答说，他对商业咨询、经济学以及创业学最感兴趣。
What are some challenges that you faced during competitions and how did you overcome them?
记者又问他在比赛时遇到过什么困难，又是怎样克服困难的。
I mean, the most recent example is the World Championships, not right after, but a couple weeks after the Olympics. So, as you can imagine, losing the opportunity to compete at the Olympics was devastating for me. I went through an extremely rough mental, and emotional block or period of time after that.
芝芳说困难有很多，他在比赛时受过伤，生过病，有时候比赛之前的训练非常不尽人意，有时候航班乱七八糟，有时候时差倒不过来，有时候脱水。最近的一次世锦赛在冬奥会后不久举行，芝芳在冬奥会上染上了新冠病毒，导致他不能参加比赛。他当时情绪非常低落，甚至有时候都不想穿上冰鞋，心理问题导致他不能专注的训练。从奥运会到世锦赛的6个星期里，他都没有正规的训练。很幸运，他还是在世锦赛上得到了奖牌。他说，这对于在任何一个体育项目里的运动员都是几乎不可能的。但是，当初让他最难决定的不是怎样训练，而是到底应不应该去世锦赛。
The most difficult part for me was trying to decide whether or not to go to Worlds, because I knew that if I went, there was a high likelihood of me not skating well.
他觉得如果去的话，很有可能成绩并不好，很有可能会遭受更大的心理打击，甚至可能患上抑郁症。他曾经在青春期时有过患抑郁症的经历，经历了比较长的时间才恢复健康，所以他觉得做出参加比赛这个决定有一定困难，这也是他战胜自己向前迈的一大步。
I don't know where the courage to take that step came from. The single thought that got me on the plane to Worlds was that I didn't want to live with the regret of not even trying. Because all my life, that's all I've ever known is to just keep trying.
他说自己之所以决定参加世锦赛， 是因为他不想在未来后悔。从小到大，他一直都在勇敢地尝试，也从来没有允许自己放弃。就连他唯一一次放弃的比赛，也是因为受伤造成的。他感觉那像是到了世界的末日。
And once I made that difficult decision, all of a sudden I felt so free. I didn't have to be weighed down by that choice anymore. I was on the plane to France. I was going.
这次参加世锦赛对他来说是一个重大的决定，内推力的重要性凸显了出来。决定参赛以后，他没有了选择的压力，觉得浑身都轻松了。很快，他就重新开始了练习，赢得了奖牌。
Okay, I think we have one final question. How did you first get involved with ice skating and what motivated you to continue?
记者问了最后一个问题，你为什么开始滑冰，又是怎样坚持下来的呢？
What inspired me to first start skating was a friend's birthday party at the local ice rink. It was at Winter Lodge. I don't know if any of you guys know that rink.
脂肪说他第一次滑冰是在一位朋友的生日会上。生日会在当地一个冰场边举行。他记得有一个吹泡泡的机器，他和朋友们在泡泡下面互相追逐。
I just remember loving that feeling of going fast and feeling like I was flying. It was really addicting.
脂肪很喜欢滑冰的感觉，像飞起来一样。不久以后，他就开始上滑冰集体课。刚开始，他不太听话。当教练想让小朋友们都扶墙站好时，脂肪却是一圈一圈的自己试着滑。脂肪的妈妈只能给他报了一对一的课程。于是，脂肪就开始了自己的滑冰之旅。
Before you go, is there anything else that you didn't get a chance to say so far in this interview?That maybe you want to share to teenagers and other young Asian Americans.
采访的最后，记者问他还有没有想与大家分享的信息。脂肪回答道：“建议大家订阅88 Rising， 那是他最喜欢的乐队。”
青少年之声
，Voice of Youth。
青少年之声是由硅谷的高中生采访制作，反映社区生活的节目。